Welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service. A few announcements now, then have a few more after the service. For those who are listening and watching, allow me to introduce the hymns. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184 of Lutheran Service Book. Opening hymn 712, Seek Ye First. Hymn of the day 696, O God, my faithful God. Distributions, hymns 818, India is Gladness, 636, Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness, 624, The Infant Priest Was Wholly Born. Our closing hymn is the hymn of the month, 645, Built on the Rock. Also, we print in our bulletin those who we lift up in prayers. There are two that I will be including who are not printed, and that's Dan and Leah Sparks. Leah is Marty Swearinger's sister, and Dan is her brother-in-law, so we'll include them in prayer today. Also, a reminder on the radio fund. We continue this as long as the funds are sufficient to pay month to month, and we're paid up through August, but afterwards we'll run out, so we'll plan to stop unless funds are presented. Again, the idea is the radio fund will continue based on donations, as people want to continue this ministry. So just a reminder, designate those funds if you want this to continue. And an important reminder, next week is worship in the park. We will have our divine service as normal, 9 o'clock here, and then 10:30 we'll meet at the main pavilion of Irvine Park, followed by a potluck picnic. So hope you can join us there and invite a friend or an enemy, better yet, right? All right. Well, let's begin with their opening hymn. I have to get to the right page. I'm sorry. These markers are great if you put them in the right spot. All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious, merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and together sing the intro it. Glory be to God on high, and earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle reading is from Ephesians chapter 5. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, so also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of full substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified. So for us under Pontius Pilate, he suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again, according to the scripture, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the hand of the Father. Come again, glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. This was a significant turning point in the ministry of Christ and his disciples. Many of Jesus' disciples no longer walked with him. After this moment, they stopped following Jesus and his teachings. There are two groups of people in the world throughout all history, even into eternity. Those who walk with Jesus and those who do not. There's no third option. There's no neutral ground. We see this in all three of the readings today. In Proverbs, wisdom is personified as offering a feast of bread and wine to the simple. The invitation is to leave their simple ways and to live. Wisdom is the way of life and insight. The alternative is to continue in their simple ways, but this is the way of the unwise, the way of the scoffer, the wicked. It is the way of death. There are two options, the way of wisdom in life or the way of the simple and death. The choice seems obvious, but not everyone has been given the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Holy One. Verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This comes from God. Wisdom is a gift from God to his people so that his people can live accordingly, according to wisdom. Wisdom also is God, the second person of the Trinity. Jesus is wisdom incarnate, a gift from God to his people. There is a direct connection between the Proverbs for today and our gospel reading. Wisdom is offering a banquet, and eating wisdom's banquet is the same as eating the feast of the bread of life offered for the life of the world. As wisdom offers food and drink, Jesus offers flesh and blood. And Jesus tells us in the gospel, no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father. Now, the Father has granted you to come to Jesus. You were brought to Jesus, united with Jesus in your baptism. You have been made a disciple of Christ to follow him and to learn from him and to recognize him as the Holy One of God. And yet, like many of the disciples in today's gospel account, you can choose to stop following Jesus and his teachings. You can choose that. You have the choice to continue to follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, wisdom incarnate, or you can turn away from the Holy One. You can decide that his sayings are too hard. You can trade the truth for a lie. You can go the simple way, which leads to death. But there's no third option. There's no neutral ground. In the gospel, Jesus is announcing a new manna event. The hearers are familiar with Moses' account in the wilderness of God miraculously providing for them daily for 40 years in the wilderness. And of course, this is their story. Those were their ancestors. They identify with them, the people of God. And Jesus is announcing that he is the true manna. He is life itself. He gives life. He says in our reading, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now, he's saying the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus is speaking of giving himself in death. Has it been announced by John the Baptist? Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Passover Lamb. He is the one to be sacrificed and eaten. Now, at the same time, he's foreshadowing his Holy Supper. Even before he institutes it at that Passover meal, he's foreshadowing his body and blood to be eaten in Holy Communion. And when Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you," he is talking about the violence of a sacrificial death. He must be sacrificed to give his blood to drink. And Jesus is telling them that his death is the real meaning of their manna story, this one they identify with, this one that they treasure. He's telling them, as the gospel says, then, after telling them that he is the one that man, this story is talking about, even Moses, he says, when many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" Jesus Christ, the Son of God who came from heaven, must suffer and die as the sacrifice for the life of the world. This is a hard saying. This requires faith to believe. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." The disciples have a choice. They can continue following Jesus, or they can turn away. Turn away from Jesus and his teaching. Many leave, no longer following Jesus. He's no longer their rabbi, and they refuse him as the Passover lamb. The 12 represent the new Israel. And this Israel feeds on the flesh and drinks of the blood of the Lamb of God. Peter, speaking as a representative of this new Israel, he addresses Jesus as Lord, not just common rabbi, and he acknowledges Jesus as the one true interpreter of Scripture. "You have the words of eternal life." And he makes this confession, "We have come to believe and come to know." And this is the confession of the church at all times and in all places. Jesus is the Holy One of God, the one set apart by God to fulfill and to do God's will. Jesus is the one who alone speaks and acts on behalf of the Father. This is our confession. And every day we choose to continue following Jesus and confessing him as Lord. We continue to live according to his word. We continue to trust that he is the way and the truth and the life. In our other reading, the Ephesians reading, we're encouraged in this letter to live according to these truths, these confessions, to live this way of Christ. We're instructed, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." The days are evil. There's no neutral. The days are evil. And Paul is warned against false teachers, those who would try to draw away Christ's disciples. And so, we are to walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise. We are to understand and to follow the will of the Lord as given to the church in God's word. We don't just go the simple way. The simple way is, which is the way of those outside the church, outside of Christ. We don't just go along with the ways of the world. We don't just follow our inclinations. We don't go along with those who seem to be influential and speak in our ears, or those that we read online. like many of the disciples who stopped following Jesus when his sayings were too hard, we do feel the pressure of others who ask, "What? How can you believe that?" Or maybe they try to convince you, you don't have to accept everything that God's word says. And people will try to convince you to follow Christ on your own terms. Many of these people even claim to be Christians, and yet they're not submitting to Jesus as Lord, as the one true God. They're not living under the absolute authority of him and his word. Their lives don't reflect that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God. There is no other. The way of Christ is different. As the letter to the Ephesians continues, be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. The way of Christ is dependent on and oriented around Christ and his Spirit. You have been sealed with the Spirit in your baptism, and you are reminded to recall this every day. When you don't resist or don't deny, the Spirit, he fills you. He sustains you. The Spirit comes to you through his word. You hear it spoken to you, and you're given his word to speak to one another. This is different than the alternative, which might be grumbling and complaining and just repeating the words that the world says. No, you have God's word to speak to one another, and you have hymns and songs to make melody in to the Lord with your heart. You have the promise of forgiveness. You have the promise of salvation, of everlasting life in Christ. He gives you joy, and he gives you music to sing to him. This is the way of Christ. And you can give thanks always and for everything to God. This too is the amazing way of Christ. To give thanks always and for everything to God. This is not to deny difficulties, challenges of life. No, the way of Christ is the way of the cross. The way of Christ is sacrifice and suffering, but it is the way of life. And living in the reality of the promise of the resurrection that has been given to you. And being free from sin and death and the devil, we submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We don't simply live for ourselves, selfishly, self-centeredly. We submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This only comes from God, from knowing Jesus and who he is, what he has done, and what he's doing for the world. This is the way of Christ that you can choose every day. Be filled with the Spirit. Address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make melody to the Lord with your heart. Give thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You've been chosen by God, brought to Christ in baptism. And Jesus promises never to leave you nor forsake you. But you don't have to keep following him. You can turn away. When others turn away, the Lord may ask you, do you want to turn away as well? And not because he wants you to turn away, but he wants to hear your good confession. Along with Peter and the rest of the church, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. He has given you that. That's yours to confess and hold on to, the way of Christ, the way of life. And he invites you to his feast, saying, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. This is the way of Christ. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. Please stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the family of God, for every nation, tribe, people, and language, for all those who hunger for the true bread of life, let us pray to the Lord. For constancy to work for the food that endures to eternal life, that we would never hunger or thirst for anything but Christ and his righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. For the ministry of this congregation and our community, that many may embrace Jesus as the Christ and believe he is the true bread of God come from heaven. Let us pray to the Lord. For homes and schools, especially the schools, universities, and seminaries of our church, that we may remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For Joseph, our president, Tony, our governor, and all those who hold offices of public trust in our land, that they would serve according to the will of God and for the good of all people. And for all in law enforcement, those who judge in our courts, that they would act not for selfish gain, but for the benefit of the people. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Tammy, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Dan, Leah, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and Jeff, that in accordance with his will, they would give thanks to God, and for the depressed, the lonely, and those who mourn the death of loved ones, especially the family of Tammy Janke, that God would strengthen their faith and assure them of his presence in all circumstances. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune today, that the Lord would prepare our hearts to welcome Christ, who assures us that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink, and that feeding on him we may depart in his peace in the expectation of eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it
in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.